1. What are the common kinds of organizations that people participate in? Aside from an English club, as I just mentioned, there are a lot of clubs that people can take part in, such as sports clubs, music clubs, dance clubs, and fan clubs. People can also join clubs to socialize and to help others, like UNICEF, some charities, or non-governmental organizations like NGO. 2. Would you like to work alone or with a partner? I enjoy working independently since I kind of hate being dependent on other people. However, it also depends on the team members. If I have fantastic support from all the group members, I find it quite enjoyable. 3. What type of people are good to use? I think that the most important quality I try to look for in team members is sincerity. I mean sincerity with work. I've sadly worked with a lot of individuals who procrastinate endlessly, and I really dislike working with such people. 4. Do you enjoy teamwork or group studying? Yes, group learning or work is certainly enjoyable because it involves the sharing of ideas and discussions. Working or studying alone can sometimes be very tedious. But occasionally it is also irritating, especially if some of the group members like talking a lot, because then I get distracted. So if I had to choose only one, I would work or study by myself. 5. What are the benefits of studying alone? The biggest benefit of studying alone is definitely that we can concentrate better. So, it's more effective to study independently. Another advantage of studying alone is flexibility. What I mean is that we can study wherever or where we need to, and we can study at our own pace. 6. What can children learn through teamwork? From my point of view, the most significant benefit is that children learn how to cooperate and work alongside others. This is really valuable in adult life when people have to work together on projects. 7. What are the disadvantages of working in a group? In my opinion, there are several drawbacks when it comes to working in a team. Firstly, functioning in a group can be really inefficient because we must work at a common speed. Secondly, it occasionally leads to a sense of jealousy in the event other members aren't very sincere in their work and we're dependent upon them to finish their job. 8. Is it great to have differences within a group? It can be both no and yes. Yes, because staff differences make sure more time is spent deliberating on issues, so there are fewer chances of mistakes. No, because having differences means it slows things down. 9. What are the key skills and abilities necessary to be prosperous in a team? I think that the major skill required to achieve success is the ability to work well with others. People should be accommodating. What I mean is that they should be open to the ideas of others but also express their thoughts and reservations about the ideas of others.